This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Got much to cover today, folks, and what I'm going to do is jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a moment and catch up as to what's going on in your country. Before I do that, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that gives you an overview of all that we are under the umbrella of this ministry, as well as Sons of Liberty Media. It's at our media resource, giving you information that the state-controlled media does not want you to have, or running counter to those that promulgate the lies on a 24/7 basis. In other words, the propaganda that you are being inundated with constantly 365 days a year, we are countering that. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10, and we trust that the Lord is doing just that. For those that go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, it also liberates a people that are looking for the truth. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. It's a promise from heaven, not a promise from Bradley Dean, and he always fulfills his promises. He's not a man that he should lie, just so you know. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, as well as, friends, if you'd like to jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be open. Phone lines are down today. Is that correct, Sam? Yep. Phone lines are down today. I apologize. That number, for a heads up, is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just received this information from Genesis Communication Networks. We apologize for that. We'll catch up with you on the next show, which is in 23. Good enough for me, good enough for you. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com to get you caught up as to what's been going on over the last couple days. Surprise, surprise, Clinton emails go missing again, folks. FBI searching for answers, folks. It's corrupt from the top to the bottom. It all must be dealt with. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Learn from your forefathers, friends. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Forcing change through chaos and conflict. There's people that are beginning to open their eyes as to who's responsible for the chaos that is created. Keep in mind, dictators, they send forth their brown shirts to create the domestic insurrection, and then what they do is they come behind it as the problem solver. So keep in mind what's going on a global scale, friends. This isn't the people doing it. This is prospective governments that are working for special interests, trying to bring about a new world order, creating the chaos. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Well, this is some pretty crazy stuff. When, America, are you going to send the message to those Islamic jihadists that want to try to intimidate you through the use of fear, these little devils? When are you going to set them straight that we don't tolerate these sorts of crimes? Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com. Syrian Islamics, by the way, these are the ones that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton mean to bring into the United States of America to plunder and to destroy. But the Syrian Islamic jihadist cut off an orphan's child's limb because he tried to obtain food selling stolen battery. Well, that's pretty crazy stuff. Sons of Liberty Media.com, the Communist Network News, caught on video. CNN, who has less than 2 million viewers per day. Just want to set the record straight, America, before you believe everybody's watching CNN. Nope. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is, and the people will surely believe it. Every dictator knows this. They don't have the support, but here you have it. CNN caught on video coaching alleged undecided voter panel. Check this one out, friends. Did you know that the United States media silent as the United Nations Security Council accuses Barack Hussein Obama of war crimes, if that be indeed his name? Did you hear what I said? U.S. media silent as United Nations Security Council accuses Obama of war crimes. You need to be thinking this stuff through, America, as to what's going on. Sons of Liberty Media.com. One look admits so much guilt. Bill Clinton's reaction as Trump names ex-presidents rape victims. Folks, did you see this picture of Billy Bob? I mean, folks, he looked like he was about ready to, well, you know, let me say it this way. I hope he had some diapers on. By the looks of his face, folks, it looked like he needed this, some Depends on, friends. This is that bad. I mean, you want to talk about a guilty look, folks, it's right there for you to take a look and see with your own eyes. We have communists in the United States through the Department of Injustice on sonsoflibertymedia.com. These individuals press lashes out against your free speech lawsuit, friends. Do check that out. Wanted to let you know how this administration is treating those that served, that have sacrificed their all. John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. Did you know that the Air Force veteran in America, sonsoflibertymedia.com, was forced to wait 5 months for a simple wheelchair? Isn't that sweet, America? But again, friends, the football stadiums are filled every week to your own shame. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wow, folks. Here we go again. Bill Clinton is not running, but the one who supported and covered his abuse of women is. And she does it with a smile on her face, folks. At least one of them is. Hillary Clinton, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Terrorism is not a threat to us as a nation. Folks, as I've shared with you so many times, you do need to keep in mind that WikiLeaks, again, to take him for what he is, love him or hate him, folks. She admits, Hillary Clinton just admitted WikiLeaks email dump, Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. Let me ask you something, America. Who's funding the Clinton administration? The same people that are funding ISIS. So let me ask you the question, America. Who is ISIS? And who does all this created chaos, who does it work for? I've shared with you a million times as to who the responsible party is. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree of crime, does it, when it comes to this foreign agent in the People's White House, does it? Who is ISIS? Who's calling the shots? Folks, why don't you look at your own government? Look at what you have tolerated. Look at, furthermore, as to what you are funding, America. Really, look as to what you are funding and what you are permitting through a corrupt administration. Hey, folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the 10 that we have so we can get rid of man's 10,000, folks, policies. And I'll tell you what, by enforcing God's moral law, guess what we get rid of? Corrupt administrations. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty folks, just a heads up, 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in at any time. Again, 1-866-582-9933. The phones may be fixed between now and the time that you call, so give it a shot, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to be calling on our friend David Fisher. Folks, you know what's interesting really quick before I pull David up here? Do you know that on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, the total amount of debt in the world, We're told, now, if it's true or not, we're going to have to look into this, but the total amount of debt in the world just hit a record. World debt right now, you ready for this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, $152 trillion. America, you're living off credit, but who holds that debt? You know, that's a great question. As a matter of fact, I've got David Fisher from Landmark Capital, LandmarkGold.com, up next. David, are you there?
I'm here, Bradley, on your program. Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw this at you. Here's a curveball for you real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted that there's a global deficit, a debt of over $152 trillion globally. That's quite a bill to pay off, is it not?
It is. The article is written by Bob Bryan, who writes for Business Insider, and it came out October 5th. I actually have it here in my hand. It's something I've been talking about. Ironically, you bring that up. And just for your listeners, this was not pre-planned. So this tells you how connected you and I are together. But yeah, the article was put together, and it came out from a report by the International Monetary Fund in a non-financial sector debt hitting $152 trillion worldwide. Wow. It's the highest debt ever recorded, and this is up. The debt to GDP ratio is up at an all-time high, 225% from 14 years ago. So this, to put it into simple layman's terms, we're not getting out of debt as a country. We're going, and as a world, we're going further into debt. They're saying that the the cost of borrowing, the IMF noted, have led to a debt boom in markets across the world and could cause a financial crisis unless balance sheets are cleaned up in a dire situation. So they're saying, in essence, this debt right now currently is not a problem yet, but it could become one very quickly. That's how the article is finished.
I got to lay this to your canter, because this begs the question as to who owes, or I guess I should say prospective nations owe that, because that is the debt laid on a global economy. But who holds the paper on that debt? I'm curious.
Well, if you go to the national debt clock, and even though it says we're $19.5 trillion in debt, it's going to be $20 trillion when Obama leaves office.
In America. Yes.
When you scroll down through the debt clock, it says your portion owed. So we as Americans hold and owe that debt, every household, and it's close. I haven't seen it recently, but it's more than most people can pay. So this is where the debt is being held in America, and this is, you know, confirms everything I've been sharing on your radio program this year about this thing called the bail-in. I don't want to get ahead of us, but this confirms how the government sees the national debt as the citizens' debt. So that's $19 trillion, call it $20 trillion. When you start adding up all the countries, it gets to $152 trillion. So this should tell us, if America is the largest economy in the world, or close to it, and you start adding up all these other countries and their economies and their debt structure, $152 trillion, that's a big number that is going to come and could cause a financial day of reckoning for us all globally. And what hits over in Europe will affect us in the United States. We're not immune from it because we live in a global society.
Okay, and I'm looking on live right now, doing live radio, friends, as to what per person would owe to pay off that debt. And I have a bunch of numbers in front of me, but I'll gather that information over the next 45 minutes with David Fisher, folks. David, I got a question for you. I want you to explain for me, if you would, and the listeners, what the Federal Reserve has done to create three bubbles, and then secondly, what are those bubbles?
Well, you know, as you know, many people understand this, that, Bradley, that the Fed has created a thing called quantitative easing, which is just simply printing a lot of money, $5 trillion. It was done to inject in the economic system so that it would stabilize banks, stabilize markets, and grow the economy. It's done that to a certain extent, but it's also done other things. It's created three bubbles, a bubble in the stock market, a bubble in the bond market, and a bubble in the dollar. Let me explain. The stock market normally moves based upon people buying stocks because that company has producing a profit because they're selling an asset or they're creating goods and services, and they're sharing with the public on their balance sheet, here's how much money we're making, and their stock is going up, so people buy that stock. What's happening here most recently is those fundamentals have gotten thrown out the window. And it's happened because the Fed made money really cheap. They've actually caused the inflection of money going into the stock market. And it's not just me saying this. This is now all over financial news. But if you look at what's been happening here, that the ratios are of the injection of capital into the market are way out of whack, which is going to cause another financial problem. What's happening, according to a report by Barclays Bank, they're warning that the quote party is over. They're saying that over the past several years, the primary source of the upside in the stock market in trillions is trillions of corporate buybacks. And what's happening, and this will throw us all for a loop trying to understand this one, but companies are paying more in dividends than they actual company is making. In other words, they're giving an incentive, say 6%, 5%, 7%, then the actual company's not making 5%, 6%, or 7%. They are giving an incentive for the stock investor to actually buy their stock. And the ones that are selling it, they're propping up their own stock through buybacks. This has now reached a historical level, the largest ever. It's now surpassed the $1 trillion mark this year in 2016. And Barclays is saying that this is now a bubble created by the Federal Reserve. And alas, in their report, they say, alas, nothing continues forever. And they're saying that we're coming to an end of this. The second bubble, being the bond market, is being created because artificially low interest rates over the last decade. Our nominal rates should be somewhere around 3 to 4% with the Fed lens out. We're at a half of a point. The highest it's ever been is 20%, and that was 1980. So the average rate is 5.33%, but they're trying to get us back to 3 or 4%. We've been in this artificially low interest rate, and what it's done, it's created a bubble in the bond market. Bill Gross, the largest bond trader in the world, said recently that this bubble was created by the Fed, and it's going to pop if the Fed continues to do what they're doing, creating simple, cheap money. So that's the second bubble. Third bubble is the dollar. Because there's financial uncertainty and calamity, countries flock to a currency. That is the dollar. The dollar has risen by not economic measurements, but by people being scared of what's going to happen, that there is massive uncertainty and something's going to happen, and we're like the worst house on the block that's underwater in the form of currency, and the dollar has risen substantially compared to other currencies recently. So this is being created against by the Fed doing what they've been doing in a low interest rate environment. We've never had in the history of these three bubbles simultaneously being created at the levels that they're being created. And so economists are saying this is not going to happen forever, and we're going to see some sort of bubble pop, maybe all three.
Let me go back to the first bubble that you were talking about. It sounds very similar or in parallel to a Ponzi scheme. To legitimize yourself or your business with something that you don't have to back it up with? How is that getting a pass?
Wall Street has evolved, unfortunately, into this type of casino type of gambling. It didn't used to be, you know, years ago where we day traded or swing traded. It wasn't based upon if the quarterly earnings were going to come out right. It was based upon a company creating a product that the world wants to buy, and they're selling at a profit, and they made money, and people buy stock in that company. That's not how Wall Street trades anymore, and this is one reason I don't agree with everything he says, but Bernie Sanders saying Wall Street needs to be reformed. And I don't necessarily like governments coming and reforming free markets, but the market is not the same fundamentals it was 20 years ago it is today. It's totally obliterated with what you just talked about. It's casino royale.
Gotcha. Folks, talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. If you'd like to give him a call, 1-877-448-2646, or go to landmarkgold.com. We'll be right on the other side, back with David Fisher.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have David Fisher from Landmark Capital, LandmarkGold.com with us right now. David, interestingly enough, I did a little homework over the break. As I just shared with our listeners, Sons of Liberty Media.com, the total amount of debt in the world just hit a record high of $152 trillion. That means over the last 11 years in the United States, listen carefully, people, the debt per taxpayer has gone from $72,051 per taxpayer in 2004 that was owed and is owed to now it's doubled to $154,161 today.
We're headed for a financial train wreck is what that says.
Well, this is called enslavement, to say the least, but just proving the point from what we were talking about during the first segment, folks, this isn't just going to fall to our posterity. This is falling to us, and this is out of control is what this is. But let's get back to what we're talking to David Fisher with. David, we were just talking about the three bubbles. The next thing I wanted to ask is the Federal Reserve. It didn't raise interest rates in September, so I want you to, if you could, explain how the Federal Reserve, how they're going to raise rates in the up and coming months, namely in December.
Well, I don't know if they are. They're getting closer to raising rates. I've always said First of all, the Fed was supposed to raise rates four times this year by their own admittance when they announced this earlier on in January. They haven't raised it once. They raised it in December last year, and it caused market havoc. The Dow plunged 2,000 points in 2.5 weeks. Gold shot up almost $100 in the same period of time. It creates massive uncertainty. The markets and the businesses aren't ready for it. They're saying that we've gotten closer, and they've hit the target of what you call a 2% recovery of the economy, but they still didn't raise it. I don't think they're going to raise it in December. I think they're going to give us this thing called a head fake. They talk about raising it, then they don't raise it.
Yep.
But there's a lot bigger chance of them raising it in December. I'm going to go and say they're not, but they could surprise us this time. I think if they do, it's going to cause market havoc. It's going to cause the debt, obviously, to go up higher in our country because the interest rate on the debt. And the economy is not on stable enough ground just by the fact that they keep talking about this. And every time they allude to it and don't do it, they can't even raise it a quarter of a point. Tells you how unstable our economic environment is, not just in America, but globally.
Okay. Interesting.
But at some point, they're going to have to raise rates because they're going to have to attract new money to own the dollar. And that's where the rubber is going to meet the road, because there's been a big sell-off of the dollar. Even though the dollar's gone up, the big money of the world has been selling dollars and been buying gold. That's why gold is up 22% year-to-date. It's the barometer saying something's wrong with the financial system and something's going to happen on a large scale. Normally, you don't have a 22% increase in gold in a year. We've only had those types of increases when they're saying we're going to have some major financial challenges moving forward, like we did in 2007 and 8.
Okay. Understood. You've been watching the Deutsche Bank. I want you to explain, if you could, why you're watching this bank. Could this in some way trigger a financial calamity? And if it is or could, give us an update, please.
Well, Deutsche Bank is a bank in Germany. It also has banking branches in America, so it's a global bank. Deutsche Bank, according to the International Monetary Fund, 6 months ago, is the largest, 4 months ago, is the largest systemically riskiest bank in the world. What does that mean? They've leveraged money. They made legal bets on Wall Street that if they don't bet right, we could have a meltdown. Let's go back in history. Lehman Brothers brought down the whole financial system in 2008. Let's do a comparison between Lehman Brothers and Deutsche Bank, and you'll see why I'm watching Deutsche Bank. Lots of people are watching Deutsche Bank. The whole market is watching it. But Lehman Brothers was $22 trillion in leveraged money and derivatives. It's a lot of money. Deutsche Bank is $60 trillion. Some reports are as high as $72 trillion. So they're much more leveraged, which means the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The largest system in their bank, or the largest revenue, is derivatives. The smallest piece of revenue was derivatives for Lehman's. Deutsche Bank has around 3,000 companies they work with that they're intertwined financially. It's called subsidiaries. Lehman Brothers had only 208. So Deutsche Bank is well connected with other banks that the domino effect could happen. Lehman Brothers was the domino that fell that triggered the whole financial calamity because they were highly leveraged. Now we have a bank that's 150% more leveraged than Lehman Brothers. So if we walk down memory lane here with Deutsche Bank, in June 6th and 7th, their two CEOs recently stepped down. One stayed on as during an interim to get Deutsche Bank out of problems. Shortly after that, within a day, the Standard & Poor's downgraded Deutsche Bank to the junk bond status. What does that mean? Well, the ability for Deutsche Bank to survive, and if somebody wants to invest with them, they're saying it's their paper investing is just junk value. The same thing happened with Lehman 3 months before Lehman collapsed. So when we look at the comparison here, and this is why Deutsche Bank is a bank to watch. Here's what happened recently. They got hit with a $16.1 billion fine from the Department of Justice. And they don't have the money. $14.1 billion, I get my facts right. They have around $6 billion of money set aside for this allegation of them doing bad business practices in the banking system. We're seeing that across the board. Even Wells Fargo has got hit with that recently. But they don't have enough money. And so here's what happened. Their stock, when they were negotiating this deal, or talking about negotiating, they actually weren't working on negotiating. They were saying they wanted to negotiate with the Department of Justice. Their stock fell 7% in one day because 10 of the largest hedge funds in Europe said they're pulling their money out of the bank and pulling their stock out of their hedge fund. This caused the bank stock to go down 7%. This was on a Thursday 2 weeks ago, and word on the street was if they don't get this contained, we could see a meltdown in the bank in Germany and the United States on Friday. And over the weekend in Europe, there would be a bank run on citizens going to the bank on Saturday and pulling their German money out of the bank in euros and cause a major financial calamity when markets opened up Monday morning. So here's what happened. This is this ridiculous thing. There was a Twitter account that tweeted saying Deutsche Bank negotiated a deal with the Department of Justice for $5.65 billion from the $14.1 billion owed, and they were getting ready to make restitution. The Wall Street Journal, that was on a Friday, the Wall Street Journal reported on a Saturday, so did Reuters, so did the Associated Press. This was falsified reporting. This was done to stop the market from tanking in Deutsche Bank stock and triggering a financial meltdown. It came out that this was just a Twitter account that was falsified, and the top management of Deutsche Bank and the top management of the Department of Justice haven't even met in negotiations as of yet, and still to this day they haven't even met at the table to negotiate. So Deutsche Bank could trigger this whole meltdown, which would cause another severity that, according to Fox News, it would make like 2008, a walk on the beach. One person said it would trigger, an economist on Fox News said 2 weeks ago on a Monday, said it would trigger immediately two U.S. banks becoming insolvent the first day, and within a week, five more other major banks in America would become insolvent. Insolvent means what happened in 2008 all over again. So this is why we're watching Deutsche Bank. They're underwater. They have 3 months left to burn cash. That's how much they have money in the bank to burn through. And they're trying to raise revenue, Bradley. And it's happened a little bit. But if Deutsche Bank goes under, unfortunately, we'll have a bail-in in America, what I've been talking about, which is a seizure of assets, IRAs, 401ks, bank deposits, which now we have the law called the Dodd-Frank Act. I've been talking about that. I wrote articles on it. I have white paper on it. And so this is why we say get protected. I'd rather be 2 years too early to the storm than 2 days too late.
That's exactly right. David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, folks. If you'd like to give him a call, please do it. It's 1-877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. Again, David Fisher, 1-877-448-2646. We have just a short amount of time in this segment, David, but we were talking about the Morgan dollar previous to our time on the radio here today. Can you, I really get into this kind of stuff. Can you kind of at least begin a little highlight concerning the Morgan dollar on this segment?
Sure, absolutely. What's happening is our country is divided, Bradley. I mean, you know it, I know it. People feel it. Look at what's happening in our presidential candidacy going on. The race is split pretty much down the middle. And with two candidates that are diametrically opposed on major, all fundamental levels, pretty much, on how they're going to fix the debt, if they're even going to address the debt, how they're going to fix the border or not, how they're going to grow health care and fix that or not, how they're going to get the economy going or not, and how to bring jobs back to America, all the things that we all are concerned about. So, but they're so different in their opinions. I don't think there's a time, and we're about the same age, in our lifetime we've ever seen anything as remotely, as diametrically opposite as this. Have you ever seen that before?
David, the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We recently begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'll tell you what, it's one of those days, friends. Talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. Check him out. You can give him a phone call at 1-877-448-2646. Again, David Fisher, landmarkgold.com, 1-877-448-2646. We got cut off there by surprise, but it was good timing. We were just starting to talk about the Morgan dollar, David. So if you want to go ahead and bring forth exactly the details concerning the Morgan dollar. We do have a coin giveaway coming up here and now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Absolutely. Obviously, our country is divided. I've never seen it this way before. There was another time in history when our country was as such like this during the Civil War. During the Civil War, Bradley, they took In God We Trust, the model, off our silver coins back then. Many people feel like this is one reason why it started the Civil War, because you and I believe as you take God out of our country, then the country will fall. And our country's been moving towards taking the Lord out of our country. But this coin was issued in 1878 to 1921. It's the first coin that the U.S. minted since the post-Civil War time that put the motto back on our coin, "In God We Trust." Let me tell you about it. It's a beautiful coin. I'm holding one right now in my hand. It's called the Morgan Dollar. It has a picture of a lady who's from the neckline up, facing left, and she's wearing a crown that says Liberty in the crown, representing the Statue of Liberty. In that crown, there is two crops, one from the north and one from the south, the two predominant crops at the time during post-Civil War times, which was wheat from the north and cotton from the south. So they want our agriculture and our financial system to come back and be in unity, in liberty, and under God once again. On the back of the coin, this is an incredible story, there's an eagle with its wings stretched wide open, representing strength. An eagle represents freedom and liberty. And above that is, clearly you can see it, the motto, "In God We Trust." First time that comes back on our coins since post-Civil War times in our U.S. minted silver coins, bringing God back to our country. The place where it was put is significant, Bradley, because it's over the eagle, representing God is over our country. And in the books I've read about how this coin was designed, they were actually saying in our historical books of how coins were designed, this coin was bringing the presence of God back to our country. I'm going to get a little emotional because I love our country, and it is a divided country, unfortunately. My fear is that whoever gets in office, they'll do something drastic, do a bail-in like what has happened in the 14 countries in the last 6 years. So I'm giving away, for the first 21 callers, because the coin was minted from 1878 to 1921, a brilliant uncirculated Morgan dollar that will help people get our literature. If a person, these are for people who have heard me on your program, they've never called, they have a 401k, they have an IRA, they have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or money in the bank, any of those types of investments, and they're hearing today, and now they're concerned, and they've never called. I'm going to give away to them, for the first 21 callers, a free Morgan dollar as one step of many that they can take to secure their financial future. They'll get our literature. They'll read what we've been talking about. It'll make sense. There's no pressure. We're here to help people.
1-877-448-2646. Again, 1-877-448-2646. Can we go back, David, as to some of the details that you gave concerning the Morgan dollar? Why is it that they wanted to put "In God We Trust" back onto that Morgan dollar?
Well, there's been some times in history where they've taken "In God We Trust" off our coinage, and there's been public upheaval when that has happened. And during the Civil War time, we were separated and divided as a country. And so the coin engravers and designers thought to believe that if we bring God back to our country and put it on our coinage, God can bring our country back together. The divided country can become one again, which has made us one nation under God, not two. Right now, we don't have one nation under God, unfortunately. We have two entities of diametrically opposing views on how this country should move forward on so many different levels, morally, spiritually, financially, fundamentally. And we are destined for to be the fall in the footsteps of Rome unless we get one nation back to under God again.
Well, I've heard it rightly said that either we're one nation under God or we're one nation gone under. And how true is that? We can see in Psalm 33, verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance." And if I might add this to what we're talking about right now, folks, the history of mankind is nothing short of history teaching us that the people depart wickedly from God, Psalm 119, verse 102, and submit to the dictator. They subjugate themselves to him. The dictator causes wars within and abroad. The people are used up for a political agenda. This is the history of mankind. There's no getting away from what I'm sharing with you, friends, right now. Millions die within and without. The country is destroyed. The dictator is dealt with by the people, who finally figure out that they have been lied to. Then they return back to the God of Israel in Jesus Christ, whom they should have not departed from in the first place. And that is the history of mankind. And by the way, David, when you're identifying the Morgan dollar, and we were having a conversation per a pre-radio show today, friends, it was absolutely amazing the history that he gave me on this Morgan dollar, because isn't that just like what dictators want to do? They want to put themselves in place of God, Isaiah 14, and then what do? Again, they have to deceive the people into subjecting themselves under his rule, and then look. We cause all this havoc, or we allow all this havoc to take place, and then we return back to the God that we should have never returned to. And that is a perfect example of what I'm talking about concerning the Morgan dollar, David. Exactly. Verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. So if you'd like to check out and you'd like to receive the first 22 callers a Morgan dollar, do give David a call, 1-877-448-2646, or go to landmarkgold.com. One more time, 1-877-448-2646, or go to landmarkgold.com. David, I'm looking at, I was hoping I had 21 children, but I only have 5 right now, so I was thinking maybe I could have all my kids call in right off the bat so we could get all those coins. But I'm really curious to see what we got going here at landmarkgold.com concerning the Morgan dollar.
Well, I have a phone line with a sidecar in my office. The phone lines are ringing here. So just if people are trying to call in and the phone line is plugged, just bear with us a little bit here. So we're trying to answer all the calls here.
Okay, again, that number is 1-877-448-2646. Again, 1-877-448-2646, or go to landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, and give David Fisher a phone call. Again, from Landmark Capital or landmarkgold.com. Check him out. See what he has to offer, friends. And, David, I got about 3 minutes left. I will give those 3 minutes up to you, my friend. What is it that you'd like to end the show with today? 2 minutes, I'm sorry.
I can do it in 2 minutes. Thank you for having me on your program, first and foremost, and the listeners for hearing what's going on. You know, they only can fix our country debt structure and the world of $152 trillion a few ways. Default on our financial obligations on all our currency notes and government bonds. That would be utter financial chaos. They're not going to do that. Raise taxes and cut spending. They've been talking about this in the United States for 8 years, and it got us nowhere. And they're still talking about it, and we probably won't have a plan whoever gets in place, unfortunately. Or inflate, raise interest rates. The Fed tries to do that, and it causes market turmoil. Or the last thing, unfortunately, called the bail-in. I just listed the 5 things on what my 5th edition white paper called The Coming Bail-In talks about at the beginning, and it goes in depth on how the country now can legally take your money because they passed this law called the Dodd-Frank Act. So we believe that if you take care of your money now, then it will be there down the road to take care of you. If they don't do this thing called the bail-in, they have to inflate, devalue the dollar. That's why gold is up 22% year-to-date. That's why we're in a major bull market. Get some money in gold. You can take physical possession of your money in your IRA without a tax liability. I got a report on that, too.
Sounds great. Again, folks, we appreciate you, David. Thank you for joining us on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, again, check out David Fisher from Landmark Capital or LandmarkGold.com. Give him a phone call. He's given a free dollar. That's a Morgan dollar, folks. He identified it over the last couple minutes. Pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-448-2646. Again, grab one of those Morgan dollars. Say hey to David Fisher for us over there from Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean. The phone number again, 1-877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. Folks, we love you by what we do. First John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.